Exploring Accessibility at ITB Berlin, a Transformative Experience. By Christy Durso, owner, Incredible Memories Travel. Attending ITB Berlin as a keynote speaker for Accessible Tourism Day was an incredible honor. I was invited to speak by Olaf Schleiper from the German National Tourist Board, and stepping onto the stage alongside global industry leaders was both humbling and exhilarating. As I sat among experts like Igor Stefanovic from UN Tourism, Ivor Ambrose from ENAT, Carl-Peter Naumann from ProBan, Glenn Manziok from the World Sustainable Hospitality Alliance, and Verena Bentel from Sozialverband VDK Deutschland, I initially felt outgunned. But I quickly realized that my insights and lived experience as an accessibility advocate were not just welcomed but valued. Beyond my keynote, I participated in a panel titled Medium-Term Strategy and Vision, What Will Accessible Tourism Look Like in 10 Years and How Will We Get There? The discussions were eye-opening, and I had the opportunity to engage with my fellow panelists on pressing issues, such as the recent support of IATA and major airlines in suing to overturn disability protections for air passengers. Many were shocked by this development, and I hope to see new collaborations emerge to shift industry support toward maintaining these crucial protections. ITB Berlin, a global tourism powerhouse. The sheer scale of ITB Berlin is staggering. Spanning 26 massive halls, the conference brings together destinations, tour operators, and travel professionals from across the globe. Despite 3 days of intensive networking, I estimate that we covered only a fraction of the exhibitors. One of the most exciting discoveries was the number of destinations actively promoting accessible travel. In the US, we often hear that travel outside our borders is daunting due to the absence of the Americans with Disabilities Act ADA. However, I was pleased to connect with representatives from Portugal, Norway, specifically Tromsø, Iceland, the Netherlands, Austria, Slovenia, Fiji, Costa Rica, and, of course, Germany, all of whom showcased their commitment to inclusive travel experiences. Exploring Berlin's accessibility. Our trip wasn't limited to the conference halls. Arriving a day early, we ventured into the city to experience its accessibility firsthand. One of our first stops was Liquidrom, a spa known for its underwater electronic music and thermal baths. I was impressed by its thoughtful accessibility features, including automatic doors, wet wheelchairs, and accessible shower chairs. The only drawback was the absence of a pool lift, which would have made entry even smoother. Navigating Berlin via public transportation was another highlight. The train system was well equipped, with clear signage marking elevator locations and contingency plans for out-of-service lifts. We encountered one challenge when boarding a train with a significant step, but after learning that waiting by the first car ensures the conductor provides a ramp, our journeys became seamless. The city's proactive approach, including offering accessible bus transport when elevators are out, is a model for other destinations. A journey through history, Potsdam and beyond. The German National Tourist Board arranged 2 days of immersive tours, starting with a guided exploration of Berlin led by my friend Sigi. After our tour, we had the incredible experience of attending a variety show at Wintergarten. The venue was stunning, and accessibility was well thought out. Every level had tables that could be accessed via the elevator, ensuring that guests with mobility needs could enjoy the performance without obstacles. The show itself was mesmerizing, with a mix of acrobatics, music, and theatrical performances that made for an unforgettable evening. The next day, we traveled to Potsdam, a city rich in history and architecture. Our itinerary included a visit to Sanssouci Palace, where I was delighted to find accessible pathways and accommodations for wheelchair users. Although some areas were restricted for larger mobility devices, manual wheelchairs were available for transfer, ensuring a largely inclusive experience. Lunch at Loft Potsdam provided another opportunity to appreciate accessibility efforts, with an elevator ensuring step-free access. Later, we visited the Garrison Church, where an elevator allowed us to reach the stunning 360 degrees viewing platform, a testament to how historic sites can integrate modern accessibility solutions. Germany, a leading accessible destination. One of the most fascinating details I learned was about Germany's pigskin path, smooth paving between cobblestones, ensuring a comfortable ride for wheelchair users. This thoughtful design is widespread across German cities, highlighting their commitment to accessibility at every level. Reflecting on this experience, I can confidently say that Germany stands out as one of the most accessible destinations I've visited. ITB Berlin itself was a milestone in my advocacy journey, and I look forward to returning to this remarkable event year after year, perhaps until I've explored every booth. For those considering travel to Germany, know that accessibility is not just an afterthought here, it's a priority. I hope my experience encourages more travelers with disabilities to embark on their own adventures, knowing that incredible destinations and welcoming communities await. Christy Durso. Owner, Incredible Memories Travel. 520-730-3114. Proud member of Cruises and Tours Unlimited. https://www.facebook.com/groups/vacationing-with-disabilities. www.incrediblememoriestravel.com